What's up, podcast fam? It is episode 32 of the Dad and Griffin Pod. It's Thursday. I'm Dad.
I'm Griffin. What's up, peeps?
What's up, peeps? Thursday. How you feeling?
Good. How are you feeling?
Feeling all right. Feeling like it's the end of yet another week, basically.
Basically.
Kind of wrapping its way down.
Basically is the strongest word.
Basically is the strongest word?
I'm just kidding.
What? What are you talking about? Holy cow. Episode 32, bro. You're there. How you feeling?
Good.
Yeah? We're doing this. We're recording a little later than normal tonight, right? Mm-hmm. Recording a little later than normal, so we got to try to keep the energy up. I suggested a few, like, chest bumps, couple headbutts.
Crackheads.
Couple cracked heads to get the pod going. You got to get that energy going, right?
Can you jump into the wall again?
I jumped into the wall a couple times just to make you laugh and just to get the blood flowing, right? Mm-hmm. Didn't put any holes in any walls. Episode 32, April 30th.
I bet you if you tried as hard as you can, I would bet a lot of money if you couldn't put a hole in that wall.
Get a hole through that wall?
Yeah.
I bet you I could probably put a hole through that wall.
Just
yeah.
Take a golf club and go.
Yeah, but that's cheating, right? What's how was your day?
Good.
What did you do? Mom was on calls all day. Dad was on calls all day.
Some of the day.
And you and Sissy were just running free, right?
Chickens with their head cut off.
Chickens with your heads cut off. Not opposed to it. That's kind of how Thursdays have gone over the last seven weeks. Right?
Man.
Not ashamed of it. You gotta play with it, right? You gotta play the hand that you were dealt. Yeah, you just got to play with the cards that you were dealt, right? And Thursday, we're dealt a lot of calls. It's the way it's got to be.
We were dealt. Let's pretend that we did.
Whoever smelt it, dealt it.
Whoever did the rhyme is the crime.
What? I'm going to bring back real quick apologies and clarifications for the peeps today. Not many apologies. Actually, no apologies, but a couple clarifications off of yesterday's show, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, we were throwing around factoids about animals, just like gunslinging facts about dart frogs and dolphins, and like the research team did not have enough time to write down all of the factoids we were shooting around yesterday and check. And fact check, right? I did a little research on this granny pancake scenario.
Yeah.
And to your credit, Google did return a search on granny pancakes. I think I found we're gonna need an expert to weigh in on this scenario. And I think we're gonna have to do an early shout out to Nana and get her to call in. I believe that what turns a pancake into a granny pancake
mm-hmm.
is one ingredient.
What?
Vanilla. I think if you add vanilla to a regular pancake,
you passed your test.
It turns into a granny pancake.
Yeah, you passed your test.
Is that true?
Yeah.
How do you know?
It's all on YouTube.
YouTube. Everything's off YouTube. And then we were talking poisonous dart frogs yesterday. Do you remember why you said it was called a poisonous dart frog?
I don't know.
Because it darts from tree to tree?
That was my estimation.
That was you snuck it past me. You snuck it past the goalie. I was like, yeah, sure, okay. They dart from tree to tree. But there's a little...
From swamp to swamp?
A little dart from swamp to swamp. There was a little something inside of me that was like, maybe we should check out this factoid on Google. Can I tell you why they're really called poisonous dart frogs?
Because they're poisonous.
Well, poison for sure is a key to this whole deal,
right?
I have a guess. Why?
This is just a guess. Don't.
I have the real answer, so go.
I think why they're poisonous is because they have... No, I'm thinking of tree frogs.
Yeah. So... They're called the poisonous dart frog because back in the day, the Native Americans would take the venom their poison.
And then put it in a bullet?
Put it on a blow dart or an arrow on the tip, so when it shot something with the arrow or the blow dart,
it'd be poisonous.
Yeah, the poison would go right into it, right? Mm-hmm. So they take the tip of their blow dart or their arrow and cover it with the poisonous venom from the poisonous dart frog, and there you go. You have a poisonous dart frog. How about that? I knew there was a little... I needed to cover some bases there for you.
Fun fact. Me and my dad, we have a dart that's a bottle opener.
A dart that's a bottle opener?
Yeah.
A dart that's a bottle opener?
Yeah, the metal bullet.
Oh, you mean a 50 cal bullet casing?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, somebody goes around and picks up the 50 caliber bullet casings, bullet shells, right?
I can go get it.
And carves a notch out of them and resells them as bottle openers. It's pretty cool to have around. It's pretty tough.
Can I go get it?
No. All right, so that was yesterday at school. Today at school was a totally different topic, right?
Yeah.
What was today?
Tsunamis.
That's kind of cool. Can you, extra credit, can you spell tsunami?
Yes.
Can you?
Yeah, I can spell tsunamis.
Ready? Go.
T-S-U-N-A-M-I-S.
So that would spell tsunamis. You can get away with that on a podcast. If we were on YouTube, they would have seen that you may have read off the show notes. But I will give you credit. You did understand that it starts with a silent T, right?
Yeah, I knew that.
Yeah. Kind of, they're like crazy. Tell the peeps about tsunamis. They're crazy events.
Wait. So they're...
Fun fact coming. Watch your heads.
They can reach up to 100 feet in the air.
Are you kidding me? But
they're waves that go 100 feet in the air.
So they're waves.
Yeah.
So what happens to create a tsunami?
Lots of wind.
Lots of wind.
Lots of light water.
Yeah.
And
there's an earthquake that happens.
Yeah, there's an earthquake, and then the wind blows the water onto the shore and wrecks all the houses. Everything, every single thing.
So what happens is you have earthquakes that happened on land, and then you have earthquakes that happen underwater, right? And when you have an underwater earthquake, it's like in a bathtub, right?
Yeah, if you put dry ice in a bathtub.
What happens if you put dry ice in a bathtub?
It bubbles up and it smokes.
Oh, really?
It smokes up.
Huh. When was the last time you did that?
I saw it on YouTube.
Oh, another just I saw it on YouTube. Man.
Trust me, I watch a lot of YouTube.
Trust me, I know. Yep. Earthquakes underwater, the earth moves, the water then shakes and bounces and creates massive waves, and they can just get real gnarly, right?
Yeah.
Okay, another fun fact about tsunamis. You have one? They can reach 100 feet tall.
And when someone gets a tsunami warning, they move to higher ground.
Oh, excellent. Yes. So the water comes pushing in. A lot of times tsunamis aren't these like massive movie waves, right? They're just like this massive push of water that's just really, it's like a wall coming. But if you, the higher you go, the safer you are, right? Everything down by the water level is in trouble.
Dun, 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 dun.
And then everything up top can generally be okay. So you should go to higher ground, right?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Anything else? Or are we moving on?
I would just put my shades on and get my surfing board.
Ugh. Tsunamis are dangerous.
I think they're worse than a hurricane.
They can be. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they can be. Both can be very bad, though, right?
Yeah.
Both are, like, environmental.
Today, I had a Zoom call.
Oh, yeah. You sure did.
And yesterday, we watched something about dolphins. And I had
a... You dropped so much dolphin knowledge yesterday, I just couldn't even... Like, my head was totally screwed off. I couldn't even believe how much dolphin knowledge you dropped yesterday.
I realized that... there's a movie about a dolphin.
Huh.
And and I watched that. I watched the movie.
Really?
It's about a dolphin, which gets washed up on the shore by a hurricane.
Hmm.
And her tail is bleeding.
Oh.
And then they go to the ambulance, like to the medical animal sea life store.
Yeah.
And then they have to cut her tail off.
Oh, jeez.
They have to cut her tail off, and they try to make a new one, but.
This is a graphic situation.
But then she kicks it off, and then she doesn't like it.
Yeah.
And then they enter. I think this is a true story.
Hmm.
But then, at the end, she gets really happy with her tail. She does
just the way it is.
Just the way it is, and then she learns how to do a bunch of cool tricks, and then she goes to like a dolphin show and performs a lot of tricks
and dominates.
Mm-hmm.
Some would call that perseverance.
Like Jackie Robinson.
Woo! Coming back full circle from early in the podcast world.
Podcast.
All right. Awesome amount of learning that's happened the last 2 days, even though the parental attention around here has been super low. But you guys are crushing it. Good work. Nice job. Love it. Love the conversation.
You flexing again?
I can do the best thing I saw today, which I'm super excited to tell the peeps.
Mm-hmm.
What's the best thing you saw today?
A plain old bucket of Legos.
Legos was the best thing you saw today?
Mm-hmm. I haven't played with those things in a long time.
So you crushed it then?
Mm-hmm. I built like a whole, like, with my 30 Lego figures, exactly. Well, yeah, 30 Lego figures.
You think the peeps heard all the ice? Yeah, you dominated some Legos today.
And I built a Lego scene out of like all my bases, like just kind of like small but like flat.
Yeah.
Like plates and stuff, and then I put bricks around it, and I have a bunch of weapons, like Lego weapons.
Yeah.
And then I gave some to each of them, and I created ships.
Hmm.
And you, me, and Hallie all have our own. There's 16 platforms.
Whoa, this is intense.
We each get 4.
And then are we playing this tomorrow night?
Yeah.
There's like a game that goes with it.
Yeah.
Oh.
And there's just like a...
Super creative, I love it. I love it.
There's also
that would be the best thing I saw today.
There's a little bit of dancing in it too.
Oh, really?
I gave me and Hallie a power up with dancing.
Oh, jeez. Gosh. Can I tell you the best thing I saw today?
Yeah, you were going to go first, but you let me go first.
Yeah, you know what? Give you the right away. You're the star of the show, right?
So are you.
So I had a Zoom today with my team too, right?
Mm-hmm.
My work squad. And I hadn't talked to them all week, and everybody kind of threw me a fun happy birthday deal. It's the birthday that won't ever end, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they got the whole squad on the Zoom call, and they got me this really funny gift that they played. It was a video that they played for the whole office, right? Mm-hmm. What they did was they went out and they did what's called a cameo. It's where you find a celebrity, pay them a couple $100, and they say happy birthday to one of your friends. Well, my team went out and got Shooter McGavin from Happy Gilmore to wish me a happy 40th birthday. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. This thing comes in a full like video format, but I'll play the audio for the peeps right now. This is Christopher McDonald, who's the actor who played Shooter McGavin in Happy Gilmore, wishing me a happy birthday this week. Quick disclaimer for the peeps here. This is not the most G-rated message in the world. It's not R-rated, but I think we're coming in at like the PG-13 scale. So if you're sitting at the breakfast table eating Cheerios with the little dudes, you might put some earmuffs on, but it's pretty funny. Here you go.
We'll beep it.
Chris Happ. Shooter McGavin in the house. How are you, sir? Well, well, well. This is a shout-out coming from your Plaza Street partners telling the world that you, sir, are turning 40. You lucky bastard. You're turning 40. Life begins at 40. Everything you have done up to this point is pretty badass. Yes, you were a D1 golfer and a golf pro. Now, take it from me, from one of the posers, one of these guys who pretends to be a golfer and, you know, basically knows a lot of good golfers because of the movie. You're a badass. So for one guy who pretends to be a golfer to another, happy, happy, happy birthday, brother. I hope you're still playing, because now that you're 40, there's already the senior tour to look forward to. That's what I'm on right now. But I've got my quarantine beard. I'm trying to abide. We're all trying to abide. I can't even play golf. Good thing I have my golf pad outside so I can swing the clubs. So anyway, everybody loves you at Plaza Street Partners, Chris. And Chris Happ, you're 40. Deal with it. Embrace it. Cherish it. It's a great decade. 1980 was a good year to be born. What? Did I do that math right? I think I did. All right, pal. Shooter out. And if anyone gives you any trouble, just say, hey, you got to play it as it lies. I didn't write the rules. Those are the rules. I didn't write them. I had to hit it off of Frankenstein's fat foot. If they don't get that, tell them to choke on that baby. Shooter out.
Shooter out. Choke on that baby.
Choke on that baby.
One day we'll get to watch and enjoy the greatness that is Happy Gilmore. But I thought that was a pretty funny gift to get somebody today.
Now I kind of want to watch.
You would kind of want to watch Happy Gilmore? Mm-hmm. Maybe one day we'll have to sneak that in there.
Fun fact, one of my reading teachers, the last name is Gilmore.
Whoa, really?
No, Gilhouse.
Oh, not such a fun fact anymore.
Oh, yeah, there is.
What?
Miss Gilmore.
Miss Gilmore? Okay. Happy Gilmore is a movie that you have to watch. I wonder if Miss Gilmore knows about Happy Gilmore. I wonder if she's related to Happy Gilmore. I wonder if she knows who Shooter McGavin is. What do you think? What do you think?
I wonder if Shooter McGavin is listening to the podcast.
I don't know. I just shouted him out on Twitter, though. So we'll have to figure that out. All right. Should we get to voice messages with Elizabeth?
Yeah.
It is Thinking Thursday. I always get the name right. Elizabeth was giving me stuff about not getting the name right.
Accusing you.
Thinking Thursday. Let's go. Let's do this. Two good ones. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
I think I know the answer to one.
Hey, Uncle Chris and Griffin. It's me, Elizabeth, calling from the beach. And it's Thinking Thursday. Here is the first. What word is spelled wrong in the dictionary? Here's the second. How far can a fox run into the woods? Answer those two on the pod. Bye, boy eats. And Uncle Chris, do not look at the answers or else.
All right, Elizabeth. I'll be fully honest with you on this one again, right? Two great questions.
Yeah.
We loved them.
Yeah.
It's Thinking Thursday. We clearly already established we didn't do a lot of thinking today.
Yeah.
So this is a welcome invitation. There's a welcome invitation here. What word is spelled wrong in the dictionary?
Wrong.
Yep, the word wrong is spelled wrong in the dictionary.
We didn't look this one up, Elizabeth.
That one we knew.
Then the next, give some credit to the CEO.
The CEO got that one pretty fast at the dinner table tonight.
She was like,
yep.
Wrong.
Boom, got it. And then the next one was, how far can a fox run into the woods?
Halfway.
This one we had to Google. We did not know the answer to this one, but the peeps are going to be wanting answers, and we're going to give it to them. The answer is halfway, because once he's past halfway, then he's running
out
of the woods. We weren't smart enough to get that one. Good question. I love it. Awesome. Thanks for calling in, Elizabeth.
Sorry, Elizabeth.
We had to Google it.
We had to pay the price.
Had to pay the price. All right, you want to do State Farm Joke of the Day?
Yeah.
It's a good one today.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
This is gonna divide the peeps, I think. Yeah, mm-hmm. Maybe it won't divide the peeps, so it's gonna get the peeps riled up.
Yeah, Elizabeth told us this one.
Yeah. Yeah, we've been sitting on it for a while, right? All right, State Farm, joke of the day. Are you ready? Go slow.
Okay, if the green man lives in the greenhouse, and the red man lives in the red house, and the purple man lives in the purple house, who lives in the White House?
Who lives in the White House?
The orange man.
The orange man. I'm sorry, is that a Donald Trump joke?
Yeah.
Do you understand why they call him the orange man?
Yeah, because his skin looks orange.
Oh my gosh, who lives in the White House? The orange man. Good work. Unbelievable. All right. You have any shout-outs today?
Yeah.
Who are you shouting out?
My teacher.
Who?
Miss Bachman.
Nice. Another shout-out. Love it.
Yeah.
What did she do today? That was so great.
Zoom call. We got to play Hangman on the Zoom call.
Oh, nice. Man, awesome. Zoom call Thursdays are great, aren't they?
Yeah.
Really love those. Really love those. All right, peeps. Hope everyone has a great Thursday. Hope everyone has an amazing Friday. We'll be back again tomorrow night.
Hope everyone has a good Saturday.
And a good Saturday and a good Sunday. Yep.
And a Monday and a Tuesday.
Come find us on Twitter at Dad and Griffin. And if you want to shoot us an email, hit us at Gmail, dadandgriffinpod@gmail.com. If you've missed a show, go back and listen to it. Apple Pods is where it's at. Anything else you got for the peeps?
No skipping to the one. No skips to the one where you got a shout out in.
Oh, well, that's what people do. They skip to the one that they got shouted out in, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. That's natural. All right. Send the people home.
Keep your head up and your stick on the ice. Goodbye, peeps.